Shut up and sit down.
Good evening,
everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants. And of course, I am your host, Mr. Main Event himself. Your other name is Never Duplicatus. So is that Tim Vicious? Yes, folks. We're going to go over Raw. This week was in Anaheim, California. But before we do, good God Almighty, we got really, really, really great news to talk about just on for the show itself. Not Raw, not SmackDown, but for here at Vicious Rants here in the Vicious Studios. Because if you're watching this on YouTube, that means you get to see this beautiful face right here. And you get to see this beautiful beard right here. However, thanks to the Main Event Wrestling Network. Thanks to their great resources and vast connections, folks, this show is now in audio form on a podcast. That's right. Vicious Rants is now able to be plugged straight into your ear holes. So we are on Podomatic. We are on Spotify. We're waiting on the approval for Apple Podcasts. We are on iHeartRadio. We are on Deezer. Folks, we are out there. So you just go look up Vicious Rants. Look up Tim Ash. Tim, T-I-M. Last name, Ash, A-S-H. Real easy. Easy peasy. Real super simple. Vicious Rants. The author, Tim Ash. The host, Tim Ash. Because not only are we doing this show regularly, we also got a couple things lined up going down the road soon. We're just working out some of the kinks, making sure we got everything set up and rigged up right. And then once we get things going, boom! We're early in the production work on that stuff to get into detail on it now. But soon enough, folks, soon enough, we will. And I swear it will be worth the time it takes to not just watch this right here on YouTube, but to also enjoy this while you walk the dog. Take a ride in your friend's car. Put them on to block out that significant other when they start going on a ramp because you forgot to go and put the laundry away or something. Just trust me, I can help you in that way. So with that said, now we're going to go into the show. We're going to switch gears and talk about last week via the SmackDown Rewind and the big highlights from, from last week's SmackDown. The show started out with a Men's Elimination Chamber qualifying match. It was Kevin Owens going against Dominic Mysterio. I thought it was a decent match. R-Truth came out halfway through the match. Dom was looking at him like, what are you doing? What are you doing here? You're not even in Judgment Day. Go, shoot, get out of here, go. Truth just sat ringside looking like, you know, this don't look like Main Event. He had that kind of bewildered look. And, you know, this is Truth, so wouldn't be surprised if he asked on why this isn't Main Event, or even Velocity, or Sunday Night Heat. Either way, Kevin Owens got the win thanks to R-Truth's help, because at one point, Dom, he looked like he was about to lock it in, got outside, looked at Truth. Give me a chair. You want to say you're in Judgment Day? Give me a chair. Excuse me. Sinuses. And then Truth just looking like, get you a chair? Okay, here's a chair, I got a chair. And I'm gonna put it down and just sit in it. And just sat there like, and Dom's like, what? Which then gave Owens the opportunity to capitalize, took him out, bing, bang, boom, he got the win. So Kevin Owens is going to the Elimination Chamber. Next matchup, we had a Women's Elimination Chamber match, and this came to be because Shotzi wound up getting injured at an NXT taping in a match against Lyra Valkyra, which It always sucks when a wrestler gets injured. There's no doubt about that. However, when it's this close to WrestleMania season, man, it hits harder. You know, the best way I can describe it is like if your favorite football player got injured like 2 weeks before they were ready to go and compete, to go and play in the Super Bowl. You know, it sucks like that anytime a wrestler gets hurt this close to WrestleMania season. Because I'm just thinking, man, they could have put on, they had a chance to stand out. They had a chance to perform. It was just, it sucks. But it was Zelina Vega going against Tiffany Stratton. Tiffy got the win, so we're going to have Tiffy time down under. Let that joke sit and simmer. Y'all make fun, y'all have your giggles and make some comments amongst yourselves or leave some comments down below if you're watching on the YouTube. Also, we had the Authors of Pain going against two NXT guys, Javier Bernal, Big Body Javi, and Bale Morris. These two guys, they work on the NXT Level Up show, formerly 205 Live, and well, this went about as well as you expected. This was like seeing a 5-year-old trying to fight Mike Tyson in his prime. Yeah, did not go pretty. Authors of Pain got the win, not much of a surprise there. We also had our last men's Elimination Chamber qualifying match, The Miz going against the walking douche nozzle himself, Logan Paul. Ugh. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need antacid for this because I'm going to get some serious heartburn. But I'll give Logan Paul credit where credit's due. He's actually a very decent performer in the ring. He's a decent wrestling performer in the ring. Excuse me. Outside of that, complete total douche nozzle. If somebody gave me a duffel bag full of money and said, hey, I need you to go break his nose. Okay, no problem. No questions asked. I'm just saying, you know, that's all. But either way, decent match. Logan Paul got the win, much to no surprise. All more so thanks to his assistant, Jeff, who gave him the brass knucks. Damn you, Jeff! Wade, make a note. We may want to start working on a Damn You, Jeff shirts. We may want to start working on Damn You, Jeff shirts. Which, by the way, if you want Vicious Rants shirts, make sure to check out whatamaneuver.net for some Vicious Rants apparel. Cheap plug. We had women's qualifying Elimination Chamber match. Alba Fire, whew, attractive, angry Scottish woman carrying a baseball bat. Sounds like somebody in creative felt my dream journal again. Going against Naomi in her return match to WWE. I thought it was a decent match. It was good for it was a good for TV match, I'll say that. You know, it was a good for TV match, and it was good to see her being Naomi, getting a chance to have some time on TV and show the fans who may not have seen her work in TNA Impact, actually be like, no, look, this is what y'all missed out on when I wasn't here. So check this out. Yeah, so Naomi got the win. She's going to the Elimination Chamber. Also, during Raw, there was a last chance battle royal. Not a last chance, but there was a women's battle royal for the last vacant spot for it, which we'll get into. But the closing segment for SmackDown. Good God, I'm sorry. It was Roman, Jim, Solo, and Paul Heyman coming out, the Bloodline coming out, addressing SLC, Salt Lake City, and then telling them, tonight we acknowledge The Rock joining the Bloodline. Rock came out wearing like a $1,500 Versace vest, a acknowledging the crowd as only The Rock can, because he went mega heel. He went back to heel Rock. He went back to Hollywood Rock. And you could see a small little tear roll down the side of my face. And my 14-year-old boy just looking at me. Dad, why do you have a tear coming down your face? Because, son. Because The Rock has finally come back. It's true. It's true. And good God, did I miss this kind of Rock. Not like the one we saw working with John Cena. Not like the one we saw doing the guest appearances here and there afterwards. No. This is old school Rock. This is like 99, 2000s Hollywood Rock. You know, addressing the crowd. We have set a new attendance record, not just for the city, but for the state, for having the most disgusting inbred white trash in a building. Somebody in the crowd trying to give Rock smack. Shut up, jabroni, or The Rock will smack the herpes off your face. Ooh! Yes, we got old Rock back. And Rock saying, Cody, we're going to make your life a living hell. Pointing, talking about it. Rock basically saying he's all with Roman. But they did lay out what looked like some potential hints that Rock may do a double turn and stab Roman in the back. Like, the way he was pointing, it looked like he was pointing at Roman saying, we're going to make your life a living hell. But it was the way the camera was pointing at him is on how it made it look. And when all of the Bloodline put up a one, Rock put up his pointer finger and his thumb to make it look like an L. I don't know if that's like maybe a habit for him, or if maybe he did that because he wanted to go and say loser or whatever, but it, you know, there's a lot of people throwing out a lot of fan theories and speculations. Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that. It could be this. It could be that. It's too early for me to try and give any kind of say. I need to see a little more before I try and figure it out. You know, I'm normally pretty good at piecing together the puzzle pieces on what might happen, but I need to see a little more of it for this. But yeah, either way, that was it for SmackDown. So with that said, let's get into this week's show. Raw, Anaheim, California, which starts out with a match right off bat. Drew McIntyre going against Cody Rhodes. And this was really, really good. Nice, good, solid tie-up at the start. And that's a way I always like to see if it's going to be a good match. Judging by on how the tie-up's going to look. You know, if you got like a nice, good, snug tie-up, you know, it to me that tells me that these guys are going to be willing to work. You know, don't be afraid to get a little stiff, might work, you know, bringing in some. It was a good, solid tie-up. Both guys trying to get a feel for each other, with Drew leading the pace more so after the commercial break. Cody wound up picking up the pace and leading some after the second commercial break, which then eventually led to a lot of really good back and forth with each other. It wound up coming to an end when Jimmy Uso came out, distracted the referee, and then Solo out of nowhere, wham! Popped Cody with the Samoan spike right in the throat, which then gave Drew the chance to capitalize and hit a Claymore, hit the 1-2-3. Cole went on a tangent on commentary talking about on how Drew McIntyre is a hypocrite, because despite all the claims that he did not about all the issues he had with the Bloodline, he had no problem taking their help to get a win. This was Cody's first major pinfall loss since WrestleMania, this, that, and the other. Drew was asked about it and said, no. See, I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm being a realist here, because I'm looking at the big picture. I'm doing what's needed. Excuse me. I'm doing what's needed to get down the road. So I'm going to do what I have to get to my main event spot at WrestleMania. And if that means I have to work with them for a minute, fine. So, yeah, and I'm paraphrasing a lot of what Drew said, mind you. But either way, now we get to the Women's Battle Royal. It was big surprise return. Raquel Rodriguez made her return. Had a lot of other faces. You had some of the faces that were a bit of surprise. Xia Li, and I'm not saying that to be negative. It's just they haven't really put her much on TV. Michael Cole went on a tangent again about Valhalla not having the antlers on, which, dude, listen, again, I'm not trying to kink shame, man, but seriously, you gotta reel it back a little. You're on national TV, man. Seriously, for reals. I gotta say, it was pretty interesting to see on how Maxine worked. She didn't, like, look, and I'm... I want to make sure I say this the right way, because I'm not trying to sound negative against her. Maxine looked decent out there tonight in that Battle Royal. Chelsea was out there. She was the star of the show. You can't convince me otherwise, the way Chelsea Green was out there. Tegan and Natalya had a little play off of what happened at Royal Rumble. Tegan will help Natalya up. She went to go throw Natalya over. Natalya reverses, like, whoa, boom. Haha, see? Bye-bye. And Tegan just out on the apron like, ma'am, okay, you got me. You're good. I got that. It was decent. I liked it. Raquel, she showed up. She was cleaning up, looking real strong at the start. Shayna and Zoe wound up picking up, cleaning up after the commercial break. And we're handling a lot. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark were doing a lot of the eliminations post-commercial break. And it came down to Raquel. She took out Zoe Stark. Then Shayna. And just as Raquel looked like she won, next thing you know, Chelsea Green shows up out of nowhere because she got thrown out under the ropes. Not over, but under. And then tried to go and throw Raquel out. Raquel was just like, chica. And threw her out instead. So Raquel is taking now the last open spot in the Elimination Chamber. So, yeah. We got Raquel Rodriguez, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Liv Morgan. Holy shit, I can't believe I spaced out on the last two entries. Tiffany Stratton. And good God, I'm going to kick myself in the ass for the rest of the night now. Folks, I apologize. This is a full-blown botch on my end. So, either way. Now we get to the next match. We got 8-man tag match. R-Truth, Miz, and DIYX. Thanks to R-Truth saying DIY was DX because, well, Johnny Gargano is a sexy boy. Going against all the Judgment Day. Nice, good, quick action at the start leading into the break with the faces leading into the break. Johnny, he was the punching bag for post-break. Truth got a really loud, good pop when he was in there working. Ciampa. When Ciampa was in, my God, Pat McAfee said it best. He's a freaking cardio machine. He's a cardio machine. Good God. He's like running for like 15 minutes straight. Even though it was like maybe 5. But get what he's saying. He's hitting high octane and he was redlining without showing any signs of being out of breath. But yeah. It was a good match. Came to an end when Damian Priest and Truth, they were in there. They were closing it out. Priest wound up hitting the South of Heaven. Get the 1-2-3. So, yeah. Next up, we got Ivar going against Chad Gable. And this is where that feud between the Alpha Academy and Ivar, I think, has come to an end. Because they showed a backstage backstage video of Gable saying, "Listen, Ivar, you've gone through everyone in Alpha Academy, including my number one guy, Otis. But let's see on how good you are by yourself. You leave your people back here. I'll leave my people back here. It's just you and me, one on one. Let's go." So we get to the match. Ivar, he's leading right from the start into the break. Gable, he's fighting back, like trying to punch up, fighting back hard into the post-commercial break. Decent enough. I thought it was good. It was. I thought it was really damn good with Gable getting the win in the end. He did a moonsault, a very, very beautiful moonsault. Landed picture perfect right on Ivar. And then got the pin, 1-2, kick out. And then transitioned beautifully right into an ankle lock, held it up. And this is just me. Maybe it's just me splitting hairs, but honestly, if you're going to do an ankle lock, this is me splitting hairs. Scissor the damn leg. Put your weight down on it. That way you can go and make the argument, no, they're not getting out, because not only do they have to fight to get to the ropes, they got to fight to get to the ropes while I'm trying to snap their ankle in two, and they have to drag all my body weight with them. Just saying. So now we come to main event match of the night. Gunther defending his Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship against main event Jey Uso. And Gunther leading right from the start and into the post-commercial break with Jey fighting upward. Very much so, just like the previous match. But I felt it in my soul every time Gunther was throwing them chops on the Jey. Like, if y'all ever saw the movie Doctor Strange, the very first one, when Doctor Strange got his spirit pushed out of his body, and you seen it, like, whoosh, pushed out, that's pretty much what I imagine it feels like when you get a chop by Gunther. Because all I can picture is just that and be like, and listen, I'm very, very much so an untrained, I'm very much so untrained in pro wrestling. And if Gunther came over to me and said, "Here, I'm going to chop you," I'd just wind up, I'd just go say a prayer to my gods and then be like, "Please don't let him kill me. Please don't let him kill me. Please don't let him kill me. Oh, God!" That'd pretty much be on how it'd go. Yep. But it was a good match. I thought it was. I thought this was a damn good match, and the ending was stellar in my book. It was stellar because it opened up a whole new chapter and set up a new feud. It set up a feud into a match for WrestleMania. Because Jey had the win. He went up to go do the Uso splash. He did the splash. Refs counting. 1-2. Ding, 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 ding. Bell rings. Ref stops looking. What the hell is going on? Jey gets up, looks over. What the hell? Next thing you know, you just see somebody in a black hood. Ding, 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 ringing the bell. Lifts the hood up. You see Jimmy Uso. You see Jey's brother ringing the bell, throwing Jey off. So Jey goes to do it again. He goes up for the splash again. Gunther then puts his knees up. He goes and then rolls over to make a pin. 1-2-3. So your winner and still Intercontinental Champion, Gunther. Now, as far after the match, Jimmy then proceeds to give a post-match beatdown onto Jey Uso, emphasizing, you thought you could get a title without me? You forget. I'm the older one. I'm the older brother. And yes, they're twins, but you know, Jimmy came out first, even if it was only a minute or two. But either way, just went off that and then proceeded to beat the living hell out of Jay. So I'm hell-bent and convinced on it now. Jimmy versus Jay at WrestleMania. This is definitely happening. That's going to be a match that happens on night one at WrestleMania. I'm calling that now. So, all in all, I thought this was a good match. I thought it was a good match. I thought it was a decent show. I thought it was a good show. It was a good go-home show into Elimination Chamber coming up this Saturday. So, with that said, that is it for this week's show, folks. So, please do not forget, if you're watching this video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, go and watch some of the other episodes. If you're listening to this, like it, give us a positive review, subscribe to the station, leave any and all interesting complaints, thoughts, questions, grunts, groans on my Twitter at TimVicious. Thank you to contributor of the show, LFC Laundry Fighting Championship. There are a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. And if you want Vicious Rants apparel, like I said before, whatamaneuver.net. Search Vicious Rants on there. Get Vicious Rants apparel. We got t-shirts, long sleeves, tanks, women's shirts, toddler ones, toddler tees, and baby ones. Also, do not forget to follow these cool-ass cats right on the Twitter, VSB_Ivy, MainEvent_Net, the Main Event Wrestling Network Twitter account, Sergeant Curry Pants, 3Count Thursday, and D Dryer 1986.
Shut up and sit down.
And folks, like I always tell y'all, if you love me great, you hate me. I fuck this.